Hello, welcome back to Core Finance. I'm Matt Brown. I'm joined by Ben Kumar, who is an investment manager at 7IM. And we're going to talk about China and something that, albeit it's Thanksgiving, end of the week, a lot of people are away from the markets, and a lot of traders and investors may have missed an announcement this morning from China. Just talk us through that.
So it's the government announcements in China tend to get overlooked until they're not. And what we've seen this morning is basically the government saying to the equity markets and speculative traders in China, look, don't get too excited about this. We're worried about credit expansion and we're worried about the run-up in asset prices. And that's meant that the Chinese markets have fallen 3%. Mm-hmm. And as you say, they've done it at a time when other markets around the world, Japan, the US, are closed. Now, you think back over the last 2 years, and one of the main catalysts for shocks in the market has been China, and has been Chinese government policy. And it's really, really difficult to predict what's going on. But you can react to it. And I have a slight concern that, you know, people are looking at China, they see these kind of announcements, they see kind of big 3% market moves, and they will panic. You know, and when people come back in after the weekend, depending on how the Chinese market, you know, has moved on Friday, there could be a real sense of, wow, something's going on we don't understand. And the way I am sensing, you know, kind of medium and long-term investors feeling at the moment is everyone is waiting for a pullback. And it could be that, you know, this China news is what causes them to go, okay, right, I need to be out of the market and I'll get back in afterwards.
And you mentioned the pullback. Where do you think that will happen? Will we see that in US equities, or will we see it happen maybe first in the high yield bond space? Where do you think the trigger could come from?
I think the high yield bond space is really susceptible to flows, right? You know, it is not a huge market, but money has been piling in. You've seen it in the past couple of weeks that people do get very nervous there, and so you see kind of outsized reactions quite quickly. I think my concern, to be honest, would be that where you see volatility transmitted from China is in the big US tech companies that have been keeping this rally going. Mm-hmm. Because if China falls, that means Alibaba goes down, it means JD goes down, it means Tencent goes down. It means these massive tech companies that have kind of parallel businesses, equivalents in the US, in Facebook and Apple, etc. If there's a read-through of, okay, China's down, Chinese tech's down, okay, tech needs to be re-rated slightly, I think that transmission mechanism could be quite dangerous. You know, lots of people are incredibly long US tech stocks, and a 5% move downwards in something like Apple would take out a lot of the index as well. You know, Apple is responsible for so much of the index now, it can really, really hurt investors. And that's kind of my worry, is that the read-through is, if something's wrong in China in the internet space, it's probably wrong in the US too. And I think that's something that's concerning at the moment.
And these FANG stocks, if we do see a sell-off, would there then be contagion into other stocks?
Yeah, I think there would. You know, there'd be contagion to the rest of the tech sector. And when you look at the US equity market, the FANG stocks have been what's pushing it higher, or, you know, the FANGs and a few kind of partners, so your Microsofts, etc. The rest of the US market is looking pretty stodgy at the moment. So you don't even have to have much contagion. It's just the FANG stocks moving downwards could send the rest of the market down. Now, I think the other thing I think about, and it's kind of related to the China side, is when China announces something from the government on regulation or policy, you know, it moves the market. We seem to be getting ever closer to regulators really starting to take a look at your Facebooks, your Googles, your Amazons, and how much control they have over privacy, over data. If you see some government clampdowns in the EU or the US on these stocks, that's a susceptibility as well. So it's not just contagion in terms of share price moves, but in terms of policy. If the government starts thinking, look, if the Chinese are clamping down on data protection, you know, maybe we should be doing it in the free market too.
Understood. Well, lots to digest over the Thanksgiving weekend. But in the meantime, Ben Kumar, investment manager at 7IM. Thank you for joining us.